must be wrong with our understanding. And so I want to encourage us this morning as we begin to pray and trust God, because I'm going to try to push, knowing too well that it is left with 7 days for us. By this time, literally next week, Saturday, we are literally at the Church Square in Pretoria. The Church Square in Pretoria, setup is going on, everything is happening concurrently to make sure that by the time, by 8 o'clock on the dot, we are starting, and we're trusting God that by 4 p.m. on the dot, we're going to be over. Somebody was asking me, what if we finish the program on time before 4 p.m., we wish to go home. I'm like, yes. 4 p.m. is the fact that yes, because we have about 10 different guests that is going to be ministering, and we want to really pray. I think yesterday I was thinking about it, and I said, I don't just want us to gather and make it as one of a Christian concert, but I want us to gather and really touch the ground with our prayers. Really pray. I don't believe in just coming, and not that God does not answer the people, but I just come, you just speak English and you go. God can do it. But I really want us to pour our heart that day. I was saying to somebody the other day, I said, and he was telling me about his own personal, stuff he wants to do. And I'm like, but for lack of better word, we are foreigners in this country. Can you tell me that you can't dedicate one day to speak back to the land and to pour the goodness, the seed of righteousness from you to the land? Because let's be honest, the thing you're going to do that day that you want to go and do it is for you to, for lack of better word, take from the land again. Then looked at me. He just shook his head. He said, okay, man of God, I'm coming. I say this because I want to really, really appeal to us all. Everyone that is currently watching me right now, I want to appeal. On the 25th of May, please, next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday, we are gathering at the Church Square. Forget who is going to be ministering. Forget all the guest speaker that you have seen on the Facebook and stuff. But I just want you to understand, it's a collective of sons and daughters of Africans living in South Africa, believers coming together as touching the matters of South Africa and saying, God, help us. Whether we like it or not, many of us are already seeing prophecies has gone out in South Africa concerning the election and concerning the next 30 years. I think I was watching somebody was saying 30 years or something like that. And when I hear those prophecies and stuff, you know, prophecies will come and all of those things, but we can appeal. We can appeal. I remember when David was cast out, when the judgment was given to David, the Bible says, David says, I would rather prefer to fall in the hands of angels than to fall in the hand of men. Let's carry this very particular work we are doing and put it in the hand of God, not in the hand of men. And the reason why David did that was simple. David knew that man can be wicked. But at least he knows that with God, it will get to a particular point in time. He will tell God, it's okay. I'm your son. And literally, now this is David who was under law, could understand the goodness and the mercies of God. So we want to come on the 25th of May to really cry and ask God for his goodness and his mercy. Lord, have mercy upon. You know, when I hear people say, but why don't you go do this in your country and co? I said the time for me to do it is here in South Africa. Life has been designed. It's a time and a season time. When you understand times and seasons, you will not fight people. That was a time where what we know, our father did not know it. Knowledge is progressive. Also, the encounters with God are progressive. There are some certain things you know with God last year. Now you know better. You regret, Ishmael, why did I do those things? So please, let's leave this semantics as to why you're not doing it in your country. Are you doing it here? Why you not doing it in Joburg? Why in Pretoria? Right? No, let's just calm down, please. All I'm appealing as the Afropolitan Apostle, I'm begging. Please, on the 25th of May, let's gather at the Pretoria Church Square. By 8 a.m. on the dot. Please, I know that it is early. We are trusting God that the weather will be perfect. But please, it's a one-day sacrifice. One day. One-day sacrifice to say, okay, fine, I'm going to leave my home from 6 o'clock. I don't want to get there late. I want to start in the praise and worship. So from 8 o'clock literally to 4 p.m., back to back. The event will be happening back to back. All the guest ministers will be coming. The guest ministers, what's called in song, will be ministering back to back. And by 4 on the dot, we are out of that very particular place. So I'm trusting God that you will come. I'm trusting God, if you're a man of God watching me right now, I'm trusting God that you're going to encourage your church. Make it a part of a sacrifice. Please, I want you to see this, especially those of us who are Africans living in South Africa. Or let me make a general term, especially all of us who are foreigners in this country and you are a believer. Or even though you're not a believer, but you know, okay, that is a hand that moves, but just I don't know the hand. You know, there's a saying that behind every move, there is a mover, and behind every hand, behind every shake, there is a shaker. So I want to encourage you that please and please, find a way. Mobilize people. Let's come together. Let's fill that very particular park. Let God know that indeed we are hungry for a change. I know that, yes, you've prayed in your private space. I know that you have prayed. Tomorrow, Sunday, you're going to pray in your church. All of that. But in all of that, this one service, we are calling to say, come, let us pour our heart to God Almighty. And I believe that as you do so, the God of the rested life, the monarch of the universe, the God who sees us in our desperate corner and decide to display us before the presence of men, let that God take over of South Africa and take over of its election in the name of Jesus. With that being said, I want you to open your mouth and let's begin to appreciate God. Let's thank him for your life first. Thank him for the privilege to be alive this morning. Now, as the story I just said, there is somebody who just buried a 5-year-old child from a hijack that happened. And let's begin to say, Father, thank you. We are not ungrateful. We can see, we know, we feel the pains. The emotions are flying left, right, and center. But we choose to say, Father, thank you. We come this morning thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for your protection, thanking you for your preservation, thanking you for guiding us into all truth, thanking you for helping us. Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to open your mouth and begin to appreciate God for even the things that he has not done yet. Father, Lord, I thank you. I may not know why it hasn't come, but I know that you know why. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the posture that you carry concerning me. Thank you, Father, because your thoughts concerning me, they are good continually. Thank you because your actions and your ways, your pointers, everything concerning me, they are good continually. And so therefore, I'm grateful this morning. I'm grateful this morning for the things you have done, for the things that is yet to be done, and for the things that I may not in my entire life get, even though I'm praying. But in it, oh Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be a co-laborer with you. It is very, it's a rare privilege. It's a privilege I don't take for granted to be called one of your own. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Thank you for the election of grace. Thank you for the nomination. Thank you for pointing your fingers of mercy upon me and rewriting my story. I give you all the thanks and praise. You are good God. You are God all by yourself. Nothing takes you by surprise. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We say thank you, thank you. You are good God by yourself. We say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. All right, this morning, I want us, as we begin to go down into our prayers, I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray for everyone rallying. We're going to trust God that the power of God will be visible on that ground. Today is Saturday. Let's use today as a point of contact to that very particular day. Let's begin in your mind, in your spirit. Let's begin to walk around that very particular ground and begin to insist, Lord, let your power move. Let your power move. Let your power move. Let that ground be anointed by fire. Let the ground be anointed by fire. Let the power of God be made visible on the 25th of May. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, we speak your power. We speak your ever-present help. We speak your encounters. We speak manifestation. We speak divine providence. We speak divine prosperity. We speak divine help. We speak supernatural happening on the 25th of May. Lord, we declare church square ground is protected. We speak that the fire of God is on that ground. We declare, Lord, help from above. Help from above. We speak to that very particular facility, Church Square, that the power of God will be made manifest. We begin to call forth men from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We declare that every man, oh Lord, Father, under the sun, around this vicinity of Joburg, Lord, you will compel them, men that matters, men that your purposes for these nations and for the continent at large, Lord, begin to draw them forth in the name of Jesus. Father, I call forth for your mercy. I call forth for mercy. Let mercy speak on that ground. Lord, as we are going to be putting our petition on that ground, just like the Bible says in Revelation, Lord, the prayer, O Lord of the saint, mix, O Lord, in the hand of the angels, mix with the incense of fire. Lord, let it cause an earthquake. Let it cause a power shake. Let it be thrown back, O Lord, with answer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Father, let's open our mouth and begin to pray for the leaders. Every one of them that will be leading, everyone, you never can tell, including you watching me. Lord, let the hand of God be present upon their life. Let the hand of God be made manifest. Let the purpose as to why this event, Father, find expression in every of the leader, everyone mounting the podium, from the program director to the least and the least and the least. Lord, let your hand be visible. Let your hand be visible. Somebody declare, let the hand of God be visible upon my life. As I step on the ground, Church Square in Pretoria, let God's hand become visible. Lord, let this be a signature of your goodness, a signature of your judgment, a signature of your overturning, a signature of rewriting the narrative of Africa. Lord, let this be Lovra Emenoskoba, Ratake Palefro Ebadeska Vrenetiataska, Libarotos Kobedila Kromenesha, Liko Vadevre Iko Badaska Vretosa. In the name of Jesus, I want you to open your mouth right now and begin to pray and begin to ask God and say, Father, on that day, overturn the plans of the enemy. Overturn the plans of the enemy. Everything that the enemy want to institute on the 25th of May, we use today, Saturday, as a point of contact to that Saturday. Let it be overturned. Let it be overturned. Let it be overturned. The hand of the devil will not find expression. The plan and the purposes of the wicked will not be materialized. We bring down every evil imagination, Father, into the obedience of Christ. Lord, it will be free and fair. We declare that day the ground will be free and fair. No disaster, no attack. No disaster, no attack. The plans of the devil will not materialize. In the name of Jesus, I call forth for your mercy. I call forth for your mercy. I call forth for your mercy. Levri vakoba levre deske vinota. Libro babi potaske ve likuda zade bregedosha. Leko zevila vrototos kabeli komanaja. Leko desge vratos goveminato solada. Ligodas gavrados kope lebremina kosovida. Lateske vele komanade sala rato kobeleta. Open your mouth. Let's begin to pray. Let's cast out devils. Every devil that may want to show their head on that day, Lord, neutralize the devil. Neutralize the devil. Neutralize the devil. In the name of Jesus, the devils and his agent be neutralized. Their gang up be neutralized. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's look at this very particular scripture, because we are going to be writing from here with our word. But on that day, we are going to be taking practical steps. We're going to be writing this morning. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29 and 30. Jeremiah 22, 29 and 30. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be a day of encounter. A day of encounter. A day of encounter. Many souls will be reborn. Many of us will be reborn. There will be a spirit of repentance on that ground. Lord, we declare spirit of repentance. I want us to just pray in just 30 seconds. Spirit of repentance. Spirit of repentance. Spirit of repentance. Genuine repentance upon every one of us. Genuine repentance. Lord, help us on that day. Let that manifestation happen. Genuine repentance upon all. Put words in the mouth of all your servants that would insist on genuine repentance. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. The Bible here says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 22, 29 and 30. Jeremiah 22, 29 and 30. Look at what it says here, because we want to take some prophetic words this morning. He says here, O earth. Indirectly, we are going to say, O South Africa, South Africa, South Africa. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, according to the scripture, write this man childless. But we are going to be saying, write this election the best. Write South Africa the best. Let this land grow in prosperity. Write it. It says, as the man may not prosper in the day. He said, for no man of his seed shall prosper. He says, sitting upon the throne of David. He says, and ruling anymore in Judah. Which means a written word was done concerning this very particular man. He says, a man, he says, yeah, write this very particular, whoever this man is, he had no clue that a written agenda has been done. And this is exactly what many of us are going through. We are literally in a space where we are acting out what has been written. My question is, what has been written concerning you? Is it God who wrote it? or is it the devil and his agent and all of his ministers, the devil's ministers, they wrote something in your life? Just because you sleep and you wake up does not mean that God didn't fight any battle, and doesn't mean that devil did not write his own thing that he's hoping to come to pass. He says, write this man childless. Chances are the man may be sleeping in his house, but he had no clue that he has just been written childless. He has no clue, for some of us, that we have just been written that we will never get married. We have no clue that we have just been written that South Africa will never get to its glorious days. That also includes my country, Nigeria, and all of the 54 African nations. That also includes what has been written for us in this continent. There are many of our fathers who have fought for the freedom. What was written? There are some of you who understand South African politics better than I do. Some of you do not agree with some certain things that even the guys who negotiated for us concerning what we are currently seeing now in South Africa, some of you don't agree because somebody wrote something, somebody signed it. What was written? There is some certain level of the economy that is still not in our hand as blacks in South Africa. What was written? There are times whereby we don't need to fight by trying to protest. Yes, I know good things, because after prayer, there must be an action word, which is the faith part of the things. Very good. But if we do not deal with it prayerfully, strategically in the realm of the spirit, we may toy from now to Timbuktu, and yet nothing would happen. What was written? On that day, I'm trusting God that we are going to unwritten what was written and write another new thing again. Unwritten what was written. There are many of you, you are looking at me currently, stuff have been written concerning your life. And this one, the way I'm seeing it, is not even the pen of God, it's the pen of the devil. And yet you wonder, you wake up one morning, you have no clue that your name has been written for disappointment, written from delay, written for backwardness, written for unfruitfulness, written for toiling like an elephant and eating like an ant. You have no clue that has been written. What was written? We're going to pray this morning. We're going to ask, O earth, we turn South African case to become goodness. I don't know what is that good thing you want to see concerning this nation. The Bible makes me to understand in the book of Jeremiah, he says we should call upon him. He shows great and mighty things that we do not even know of. I remember in scripture, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's still on Jeremiah. He says, pray for the prosperity of the land that it may also be well with you. Many of us are not praying for the prosperity of the land, but yet we want the land to be well with us. No, we are Christians. And so therefore this morning we're going to open our mouth, we're going to pray. Lord, the earth of South Africa, the earth, it says, oh earth, write this. Oh South Africa, South Africa, South Africa, we compel in the realm of the spirit, write this nation's advancement. Write the nations of Africa progress. Write, if you don't want corruption, Lord, we write no corruption, no looting, no attacks, no rigging of the election. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lavreko manas gavrima no sovrete gelatosa. Lipra ebeni kovevri katosho valeta minakatos kovrata. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we write South Africa assets. We write South Africa progress. Lord, every hand that is holding this nation bound, every hand that is holding South Africa, every hand that is holding Africa, Lord, this morning, by the prophetic word that you gave to Ezekiel, you say prophesy. Lord, we are prophesying this morning. We write South Africa, come out of your dark days, come out of the wicked days, come out in the name of Jesus. From on the 29th of May, we write the election that is going to be peaceful. Every powers of hell that may want to hinder the election, lose your grip, lose your part, lose your hand. In the name of Jesus, we write new language. We declare, South Africa, you are blessed. South Africa, you prosper. South Africa, you grow from grace to grace. South Africa, you will never suffer shame. South Africa, no attack on you. I speak upon South Africa, every plot of the devil will never find expression in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed. I declare that you are prosperous. I declare that you have the power of God upon your life. I declare that you are glorious in the name of Jesus. Oh, South Africa, hear the word of the Lord. You progress from today. You progress in the name of Jesus. I declare anyone that wants to cause you pain, South Africa, may they go down. Every evil, corruption that is mitigating in South Africa, in African states, Lord, I declare, let the corruption come to an end. Let the perpetrators be arrested and be thrown to jail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And God's people say, amen. Look at what the Bible still says also in that same, what's it called, in the book of Revelation. Let's look at what the Bible is saying in the book of Revelation. As we begin to go and deal with the spirits in the book of Revelation, the Bible says here, Revelation chapter 12 from verse 15 to 17. I don't know, for somebody this morning, this is your prayer. I pray that the God of the rested, the mocker of the universe, I mean the monarch of the universe, the King of Kings and the glorious one, the uncreated created God, Aboroso Velinata, may that God cause the earth to help you in the name of Jesus. I declare the God of the rested life, may he give you rest on every side in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the place in which you are struggling, may you find rest in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 15 to 17. Revelation 12, 15 to 17. The Bible says here, it's a story of what we say happened with Mary, but this is the revelatory part of it. It says, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood, after the woman there is called Mary, and he said, and that she might cause her to be carried away by the flood. Verse 16 says, and the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the water which the dragon has cast out of his mouth. He says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with what? The remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have a testimony of Jesus. Let me just give a brief example of this very particular thing so that when we want to pray this next prayer, we pray with an understanding and with power. This was a story, literal story of Jesus, what happened in the realm of the spirit and what we see physically happen. The Bible says here that the serpent mean devil, the serpent at that very particular moment was Herod, who came up with the devil, the Luciferian in a fleshly form was Herod, who came up with a philosophy or a principle to say, let every child that was born 4 years down, if we can't find Jesus, kill everything. And that is the serpent casting out the flood of death to wipe out every, in fact, the flood was to wipe out Jesus. But yet, because they cannot point who Jesus is or who Jesus was, all of a sudden, every other people become a casualty. You know, as I'm saying this, the Holy Spirit just painted something in my spirit. There are many of us, because of the attack of the devil, we become a casualty to the people, not because that casualty is us. Imagine in the, what you call, in Egypt, where all of the male child were being killed because you think like, why? Because Pharaoh had the dream that there is a deliverer that will be coming. I am not the deliverer, but you cannot see and leave me, but yet you are killing. There are many of us who become casualties. What happened to us? For example, the message I was reading, I was doing a bit of investigation about that very particular child who died. Pardon me, I don't know the child name and stuff. I just saw it on Twitter this morning. But guess what? According to the story that was told by Newsroom Africa, this child was literally running. A 5-year-old child was going out to meet his father, to greet 5-year-old. All of a sudden, boom. Chances are the hijackers were coming to hijack the father's car or whatever, but the child was the casualty of that very particular encounter. Many of us are living a casualty life. It is not our battle, but we are the wrong place. In fact, sometimes we can be at the right place, the right time, and yet casualties still happen. Let's be honest, nothing is wrong for that 5-year-old child to go and greet the father coming home. Nothing is wrong. Right place, right time, casualty. We're going to pray, Lord, every spirit of casualty that has hit me thus far, because hear me, some certain things you are going through right now, it is not because of your generational, cross-generational patterns. You are just a product of chances and circumstances that you do not even know how you get here. Lord, do you know that, for example, if the plane hijack that happened, I think it's called Malaysia Air, years ago, we all know that, but now we forgot it, we've moved on. That hijack was because there was some certain dignitaries that was in that plane that they needed. But all of a sudden, all of the people in that very particular plane become a victim. All of them. We see what happened literally, for example, when you want to attack some certain dignitaries, you wonder, really? Really? Find the person, leave me alone. That's why we have to be spiritually sensitive and trust God for discernment, so that we don't just go everywhere at every time. So you know, you can just wake up and you just felt that the Holy Spirit says, sit down at home. And you just literally sit down. Like, it's okay. I'm not going anywhere. And the person called and the person was like, what's wrong with you? It's okay. We're going to pray. Lord, every spirit of casualty, this problem I'm going, maybe because I attended the wrong event, I met a friend, or something happened, I'm not supposed to be, whatever. See, we serve a God of mercy who, when we cry from a standpoint of mercy, you don't need to explain too much. He knows how to eradicate the story. He knows how to overturn. He knows how to stand and make a good dealings with you. Open your mouth this morning. Lord, casualty that I have become a partaker of, that has caused me pain, Lord, I ask mercy. Mercy, mercy. Let mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Let mercy speak for South Africa. South Africa being in a state where it is right now. Lord, we do not understand, but we plead mercy. We plead mercy over Africa. We plead mercy over this continent. In the name of Jesus, mercy. Levre binoska veli krovadena nanskofa. Liparodo solede siana. Lord, I place, my Lord, a demand on the grace of God. Lacos of Reminatos Afilada. I declare this morning mercy over the works of my hand. Mercy over the casualty that I'm currently going through. Mercy over being victimized. Father, victimization, mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy upon my wife. Mercy upon Ella Mikil and Ephraim. Mercy upon the 25th of May. Mercy upon the 29th of May. In the name of Jesus, mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. The Bible here says, it says, and the earth, back to the story we were talking about Jesus. Now look at what happened. The Bible says when Herod all of a sudden decided to say, okay, fine, they must look for Jesus, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. So the angels of the Lord appeared and spoke to Joseph and said, Joseph, take you and the wife and the lad and go to Egypt and stuff. Now this was the earth helping that very particular woman. Because if there were no people, if their husband refused to go, it's a story that entirely we will tell. We don't know how the story will look like. You and I know too well that the guy almost wanted to hide or to reject Mary. Not until when the angel of the Lord appeared and said, guy, calm down, relax, man. What's your problem? Relax, like chill. This is part and parcel of the plan. We need a carrier. Your wife was a willing carrier. So calm down. There's no... But the Bible says, and they ate. That's how Jesus. Now, guess what? This is one of the things there that make me understand that every believer, we are still going through this. He says, because the earth opened his mouth and swallowed that very particular death, he says, now the dragon is wrought with the seed of the woman. Which means every born-again child of God, we are under an attack of the devil. One slip, one crack is over. One crack. The Bible makes us clearly to understand the proverb. It says, he that break the edge, the serpent bite. Your part is to make sure that all your edges are protected. That serpent do not penetrate through that edge and come and bite. The Bible says here, he says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with what? With the remnant of her seed. We are the remnant of the seed of the woman. We are all. The moment Jesus came and Jesus transferred the fullness of God to us, we become part of that battle. The day you say, Lord, I give my life to you, the devil will say, welcome. So you remove yourself from this place. Now you have just drawn the line. Me and you, we are going to fight till death do us part in this earth. That's the thing. He says, which keep what? The commandment of God. He says, and have the testimony of Jesus. Testimony there means your ability for you to stand that I am one with God. The dragon is after. We're going to pray. Oh, earth, open your mouth and help me. Open your mouth and help everyone. Open your mouth and help South Africa. Open your mouth and help, Father Lord, this continent. I'm pleading for you this fall. Lord, open your mouth and help me, which is you yourself. Open your mouth and help everyone, not just everyone for 25th of May, but everyone with his vision. Open your mouth and help South Africa. And finally, open your mouth and help Africa. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lako vre igalaska venoso vila tevrenosha. Oh, earth, open your mouth and begin to help me. Help me with the deficiency in my life. Help me with the lack that I have currently. Help me with the gaps that is still available in me. Levre monosko fatiata. Lord, I acknowledge there are blind spots in me. As I'm looking at the camera, I don't know how my back look like, but you are there. Lord, help me. Livro egedosha. Lord, I compel the earth, the people, the habitat, the ecosystem. Lord, I compel them to begin to favor me, to begin to help me. Lord, I speak to the earth, hear the word of the Lord. Right, darling, in prosperous. Like darling, in man of God. Right, darling, in full of God's mercies and grace. Right, darling, in the best of the best. Right, darling, in honor, the prosperous, influential. Right, darling, in that his light go forth on every side. Oh, earth, help me. In the name of Jesus, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Help everyone. Open your mouth and help. Begin to speak for everyone. In the name of Jesus, I declare, everyone purposes in this continent will not be aborted. The purposes of everyone, nothing shall come to abort it. Father, financial pain, oh Lord, will not abort it. Father, human resources will not abort it. Father, nothing will abort everyone's vision. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have called this very particular work as a bridge. Levretosko venivrana. Oh, open your mouth. Swallowed up every vision killer. Swallowed up every spirit that kills her. Swallowed up the spirit of Herod that wants to kill vision. Lord, swallow it out. In the name of Jesus. Levretosko valemanasko frata. Oh, help South Africa. Help the mouth of South Africa. Head, open your mouth. Swallow up the people who wants to cause pain in this country. Swallow up the people who want to frustrate the election. Swallow up the people who wants to steal ballot box and just voting parties that we do not vote for. In the name of Jesus, oh, head, open your mouth. Begin to discomfort all of the people who want to cause us pain. Father, let their life be distracted. In the name of Jesus, Oh, earth, open your mouth and help this continent. This continent has been called by the people that the dark age. They've called us the third world. Father, it is time. Earth, help our leaders. Help every governmental of people. Help every entrepreneur, business owner. Lord, if the country, every country must grow, there must be a high level of entrepreneurs and economic empowerment. Lord, I pray for the leaders of Africa. Let there be a offspring of entrepreneurs. Let ideas and resources come together in each of those nations using South Africa as a point of contact. In the name of Jesus, Africa, hear the word of the Lord. The dragons that are pursuing you are swallowed. We compel the dragons that have spewed their pains are swallowed up in the name of Jesus. I declare, earth of South Africa, you are blessed. You are prosperous. You grow from grace to grace. You will never be stopped. The Western influence will not have hold on you anymore. Every leader right now, hear the word of the Lord. I speak grace and confidence. I speak grace and liberty. I speak grace and open doors. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name because you are good God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God's people say, amen. You know, by the time I was praying, there's this very particular spirit that I want us to address this morning. It's what I call the spirit of Herod. The spirit of Herod. You know, I use the word the spirit of Herod. What was the spirit of Herod? The spirit of Herod, these are responsible for killing visions and dreams. The spirit. Remember that we are praying about the whole concept of spirit. These are responsible for killing visions and dreams. The Bible makes us to understand concerning baby Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 2. You know the story. Herod wake up one morning, and all of a sudden, because he's afraid, the next minute he's killing the, he wants to kill. See, young child, this child is young. There is a great destiny attached to this very particular child. Yes, the child will be a king. He's going to be called the King of Kings. But all of a sudden, if we don't deal with the spirit of Herod, we will find ourselves trying to rebirth all the time. We will go through the labor of 9 months in preparing that very particular vision, dreams, desire, whatever that thing is. And all of a sudden, boom, the spirit of Herod comes. I bought that very particular baby. You just discover that I am restarting again. See, as much as the Bible says a man shall fall 7 times and stand up again, it's a good prophetic statement, but I can be honest, I have been there. I'm talking from experience. It is not easy to fall back, stand up again. No. It is not. Especially when you are to do that same thing again. It takes a certain level of confidence, belief, dependability. It takes a certain level of being sold out and dead to the affairs of this world. It is not easy. You know, I was saying to a friend of mine, he said, a man shall fall 7 times and rise up again. I said, depending on how the fall is. you know your prophet. Sometimes I'm there. I said, there is a fall where you fall. If you use your head first, hit the ground. Baba, you first of all have to visit hospital. Hopefully you are not in coma. When you calculate all that, it will take longer time to stand up again. That's on fall. You fall, you break leg. You can't run the way you used to run at the first time. So as much as yes, the Bible says that, I agree. But we can trust God that our vision that we carry, it will not be aborted. That the Herod, we did not see Jesus coming back again to come and die the second time. No, that vision was protected. The spirit of Herod could not get him. He could not. When Pharaoh was planning to kill all, including baby Moses, the Bible says that's the spirit of Herod entering into Pharaoh. Kill down all the, why? Young babies, these ones, they can't even eat their food properly without the food falling down. And yet, because why? They know there's a strength in baby. There's a strength in a vision that just because it looks rough and scattered. I was looking at the team yesterday when we were all planning. And I was just, meditating with the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying in my mind that, God, I just pray that you open the vision of everyone for them to see better than I do. Because the truth of it is the fact that how much of your team sees the vision will depend. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Sometimes we like coded vision. Make it plain. Make it plain. Let everyone know the assignment that they are coming to do. And I remember one of the God servants there, I don't want to mention name. He called me and he was saying 1, 2, and 3. And this is what I said. I said, see, if you understand everyone, it's our thing. It's not my thing. It's just the fact that God would want somebody to pioneer it or to be the forerunner of it. But it's our thing. As a man of God, as the Lord has laid it in your heart, please just do it. Just let me know. And that's all. Literally, that's all. Does that mean that there is no guidance, there is no laid down principles and stuff? There is. And I respect every one of them, especially when they were telling me on something thing. It's an internal secret. When they said, no, darling, you have to do 1, 2, 3. It is needed for the assignment. Then one of the ladies now said, man of God, yeah, God called you for this assignment. Because if it's me, I would never. I said, God know how to call his people. But we're going to pray to deal with the spirit of Herod. The spirit of Herod. Remember how they plot to kill baby Moses. How they plot to kill baby Jesus. You and I, now look at that too and look at it as your visions, your dream, your career, the prospect of life that you want to go into, and all of the things, and it looks as if it is dead. It is the spirit of Herod. We're going to pray this morning. You know, this spirit of Herod, they walk 24/7. It's what I call the monitoring spirit. They come up and they look for ways to destroy and thwart what you are doing. They come in form of men, institutions, systems, and policy. The spirit of Herod. They come in these 4 ways. They come in the form of men. They come in the form of institution. They come in the form of systems. They come in the form of policies. A policy can just come tomorrow that ends your business and ends your career. It's there. Us as, in quote, African pastors in South Africa, we've seen some certain policies that is coming out now. Like, okay. It's part of the spirit of Herod to kill dreams and visions. When the policy came out for COVID, I bet you none of us, many of us as church, of course I can't say none of us, because some people were hiding, doing whatever they need to do. But many of us, our door was closed. Why? A policy came out. A man can stand and say, this is how the thing needs to be. You are not going anywhere. And it happens. Institutions can begin to come up with certain philosophy. Look at the Alice Bailey's law. That is currently the 10-point plan of Alice Bailey's. That's an institution and a system sponsoring that very particular. That woman is dead and gone. But yet, the effect is still happening. You know, when I think of all of this, that's why for me, I'm compelling. Please, I beg you, rally around everyone. Rally around it. There are a lot of stuff that by God's grace, when we finish the event, we have to have what we call a dinner just to talk about what is the real mandate of Afrom. For many of you, you think it's a talk show. No, it's not a talk show. Let me just say it's not a talk show. Talk show is just a starting point. If a talk show is like 0.1%, it's not. It's not. It's bigger. And I can't do it by myself. I can't. As much as Moses want to take the children out of Egypt, if they do not make a move, Moses will still be stranded. Remember when Moses wanted to deliver them that time? 40 years before another 40 years that they suffered through, where all of a sudden the children refused. It took them another 40 years for God to go find Moses where he was and bring him back. So just because deliverance is available doesn't mean that deliverance can be active if the people refuse. Go spy the land so that we can take the land. 10 come back and say, we are not able, we are grasshoppers. It affected Joshua and Caleb. Because 10 people idiotically said, we cannot. Yeah. Another 40 years, Caleb and Joshua suffered it. They suffered because of some certain people who just refused. Let's just pray this very particular prayer. But we're going to pray. Powers and altars. Evil spirit that has been fighting me from my conception. Making the life of me. Making the life of South Africa. Making the... I'm bringing all of it. That is plotting to kill me. There are some of you, just by being born, the enemy went into a wire, starting attacking you. Just by being born. Lord, powers fighting me. Powers negotiating me out of my vision, my purpose, and my plan. Lord, by your fire, by your consume them. Let judgment come upon them all. Let judgment come. The Bible says concerning Pharaoh, Pharaoh had to die. The Bible says after then, the angels came and meet Moses, wherever Moses was, and said to Moses, the Pharaoh who seek to kill you is dead. The same statement came to Joseph when him and his wife were in Egypt. Herod who seek to kill the boy is dead. This kind of vision killers, they have to die. Because we see the story in Old Testament, in case those of you who like separating, me, the Bible is one. I carry everything. I learn from all. I learned, hey, Baba, I don't have this, it's Old Testament, it's New Testament kind of conversation and stuff. The blessing that we like shouting is in Old Testament. But how come when we get to the principles of applying the blessing in the New Testament, like now grace has covered? You'll be so shocked, eh? Yeah. But we're going to pray. Powers and altars, evil spirit that has been fighting from your conception, making sure your life, your career, your gifting does not see the light of the day. Holy Ghost fire, consume them and let judgment fall upon their head. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, every spirit of Herod, every spirit of Pharaoh, planning to kill the vision of my life. Father, fighting to see that my ideas does not materialize. Fighting to see that Africa does not become united. Fighting to see, Lord, we have stayed on this mountain of unifying this continent. Father, there are a lot of spirit of Herod killing the visions that African unions or all these guys are bringing. Lord, we ask, let there be judgment upon the head of this spirit, upon the carrion of this spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my life, the spirit of Herod, catch fire in the name of Jesus. The spirit of Herod concerning South Africa, killing the vision of this continent, killing the vision of this nation. Lord, 30 years has come. Lord, it is about to go. We ask, we stand at the gate. We declare this morning, thus far you, spirit of Herod, have you come. We stop you in your move. We send you back to your sender. kill your sender in the name of Jesus. The same way Herod died and the vision continued. The same way Pharaoh died and yet Moses delivered the people. The same way, Lord, we send the spirit of Herod. Father, let it kill their same people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak. Somebody pray this morning concerning your vision in your hand. Lord, I speak concerning my vision. I speak concerning my dreams. Lord, it will not be aborted. It will not be prematurely killed. My vision will grow. My ministry will grow. The works of my hand will grow. The works of my wife's hand will grow. I stand as a priest of my home. My marriage will not be aborted unnecessarily. Father, divorce will not hit my marriage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I stay long and I stay old. In the name of Jesus, levre ukavradosko velita, ratako belivrenosko valita gabaratosko beleta, liko brada gevilo kafeta lekona legede, rete gebeletosko vrata. As you are praying that prayer, pray this one. Every spirit of Herod at work in my life, or already programmed into this year to terminate my life, Lord, deliver me from them all and protect me. Let your hand be upon me. Every spirit of Herod at work already in my life, looking forward to terminate me, looking forward to terminate my business, looking forward to terminate my family members, Lord, in the name of Jesus, deliver me, deliver them, and give me victory. Let your hand be upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every spirit of Herod at work, we do not know when they entered, but we can stand and say, enough, it is your time to go. Spirit of Herod, hear the word of the Lord. Leave my life, leave my marriage, leave my children, leave the works of my hand, leave South Africa election, leave the South Africans, leave, oh Lord, leave in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus. You have no part in us, you have no part with us, you have no part. Every covarata gevelota lipa grope gedunas kade roca veverato zavelequa rasca vino to gepelu crodos livrodos zeiqua debila rota zenebegula de gebrigarascofa lico baleco zovreta caledosa. In the name of Jesus, as you are praying that, we have few minutes to go. Anyone that is trying to associate themselves with me, but they are destiny killers, Lord, keep me far from them. Open my spiritual eyes to see and deliver me from them all. Anyone that is trying to associate themselves with me, but they are destiny killer, hear me. The Bible says, and Herod said to those guys, go close to him and tell me where he is. There are people that is in our life that these guys are devils. They came to kill. We are going to pray this morning, Lord, everyone that is around my space that is currently plotting to kill the vision, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see them and drive them out from the team. Drive them out from my marriage. Drive them out from my children. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Anyone trying to associate themselves with you, associate themselves with South Africa, associate themselves. Currently now, the nation is beginning to go into alliances with some different organization across the globe just because they want to do and undo in this election. Lord, if they want to kill the destiny of this country, Lord, we command them, may they not agree, may they cause it, may a quarrel enter into them. Terminate that agreement. Every destiny killer pretending that they are friends, every destiny killer associating with me as partner, by the power in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask this morning, Father, separate me and them, separate me and them, separate me and them, separate me and them, separate the vision from them. Father, let them leave, cause a leaving in the name of Jesus. Roscovilla Crovedesca. Anyone that is trying to associate themselves with Afriwana, anyone trying to associate themselves with South Africa, anyone trying to associate themselves with Africa, but they are destiny killers, Lord, keep them far from us. Keep them far. Open our eyes this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, vranosko valata, liko, vradosko, vele manazo, vrata, leota, Zevila Krovashota. I want you to pray this prayer, Lord. Angelic assistance into this AfriOne prayer rally. Angelic assistance. Let's begin to call angelic assistance. Angelic assistance on AfriOne. Angelic assistance upon my life. Angelic assistance upon the nation. Angelic assistance. Every stone that has blocked South Africa, blocked my life, blocked the progress of everything I touch. Angelic assistance. Roll away the stones and cause the Jesus in me to come out. Roll away the stone and cause the Jesus in me to manifest. Roll away the stone and cause the light of Christ. Father, for me to become the light, for me to become the salt across the nations of this continent. In the name of Jesus, Lord, angelic assistance. Angels, open doors, open gates, open places. Let my name be mentioned in the corridors of influence. I speak to Saturday. Somebody begin to pray. We're about to bring our prayer to a close. I speak to Saturday. Just because we have entered weekend does not mean that my blessing must be weakened. Just because we have entered weekend does not mean that my blessing must be closed. I speak to you Saturday. Hear the word of the Lord. As I step out this morning, I step into help. I call help from every source. They work for me this morning. In the name of Jesus, I use this Saturday as a point of contact to next week Saturday. Lord, help from above. Power from above, miracle from above, signs and wonder from above. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help by yourself. Carry the posters and the banners. Announce it to the ears of men. Lord, become the marketing manager. Holy Spirit, help me. Refo Jevraneko. Leki baratos kopale gevinatos. Roto gavela kosko frata. Rata gabele komene gevregados gabele kadenakos kaveletos. Father, Lord, we say thank you. I want to jump your mother and begin to appreciate God. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I speak rest. I speak rest. I speak rest. I declare that the rest of God, Lord, you will go before us on this rally and you will give us rest. Lord, after the rally, you will give every participant, every guest, everyone, you will give us rest roundabout. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this weekend for you will be a week of answer prayers. It will be a week of promotion. It will be a weekend of new level. It will be a weekend of good news. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you as touching the matters of everyone, that God will unite us all in the name of Jesus. I pray and I ask that God, unity among us in the body of Christ, unity across the continent of Africa, Lord, let it take shape in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask innovative way on how we can come together to create a system, a blueprint for this continent, a blueprint for a one Africa, a blueprint. Lord, I ask, give upon the leaders that are up there. Lord, grant us access as the church for us to begin to come together to create a blueprint that can be used in any state in Africa, and yet it will work. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I trust you it will. Is it not just your one blood? It's a blueprint that gives salvation to the world. Lord, it is not too much to bring in men and women of God on one table to give us one blueprint that can unite, that can innovate, and seek to elevate this continent to the next place. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us. We come with our weakness and our frailties. We come with our fears and our discomfort. Help us. Help us. I speak for somebody this morning that is currently going through stress and challenges. May God come true for you. Oh, yes, I join my faith. May God come true for you. May God come true for you in that way you want, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I thank you. As we go, Lord, Father, let your spirit go with us. We know you will never leave us or forsake us, but we enforce that reality in our consciousness that you are always with us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your prosperity. Thank you for your provision. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Family, we've come to the end of the prayer this morning. I want to encourage you, 25th of May, please, next week Saturday, let's gather. Let's gather. Let's come together and let's trust God. Let's trust God for an outpouring. Let's trust God for his mercies. Let's trust God for his goodness. Just as I round down this morning, our men of God, I'll be climbing the stage from South Africa, Apostle Tabiso. Please, I encourage you, make sure that, for those of you who know him, send a message and let him know. Also from South Africa, still we have Apostle Zwake. From Eswatini, we have Apostle Cindy Siwe. From Nigeria, we have Reverend Dr. Ngozi Uwonsu. And also from Uganda, we'll be having Apostle Samuel Tekule. And also from Zambia, we'll be having Pastor Enoch Perry. And from Ghana, we'll be having a senior apostle ambassador, Dr. Harry Musa Adam. And also from Nigeria again, we'll be having Apostle George Martins alike. And also, you'll be seeing yours there is also on that very particular day, Darlington Steve. I want to thank you all for taking out the time. Please and please, for those of you who the Lord has laid it in your heart, for you to be a support to this very particular work. Hear me, it's a global work. And all I can just ask is for your assistance. Your assistance. Please join us. Join us. Join us. Whatever the Lord has laid in your heart is not too big to give, it's not too small. Please cast your seed. There's a Nigerian account number there for Guaranteed Trust Bank, known as GTB. And the South African one is Platform Center from FMB. And I believe that as you do so, may the God continue to bless and to keep you in the name of Jesus. Bye for now, family.